Sometime later, a small greyish-brown mongrel dog, on the prowl for anything edible, limped into the workshop and sat peering into the box for a while. Then it felt a bit of an idiot and wandered off. Ridcully hammered on the door of the high-energy magic building as the city clocks were striking two. He was supporting Ponder Stibbons, who was asleep on his feet. Ridcully was not a quick thinker, but he always got there eventually. The door opened, and Skaz's hair appeared.
"Are you facing me?" said Ridcully.
Yes, Arch-Chancellor.
"Let us in, then. The dew's soaking through me boots."
Ridcully looked around as he helped Ponder in.
"Wish I knew what it was that keeps you lads working all hours," he said. "I never found magic that interesting when I was a lad. Go and fetch some coffee for Mr. Stibbons here, will you? And then get your friends."
Skaz bustled off, and Ridcully was left alone, except for the slumbering Ponder.
"What is it they do?" he said.
He never really tried to find out. Skaz had been working at a long bench by one wall. At least he recognised the little wooden disc. There were small oblong stones ranged on it in a couple of concentric circles, and a candle lantern positioned on a swivelling arm so that it could be moved anywhere around the circumference. It was a travelling computer for druids, a sort of portable stone circle, something they called a knee-top. The bursar had sent off for one once. It had said, "For the priest in a hurry," on the box. He'd never been able to make it work properly, and now it was used as a doorstop. Ridcully couldn't see what they had to do with magic. After all, it wasn't much more than a calendar, and you could get a perfectly good calendar for 8p. Rather more puzzling was the huge array of glass tubes behind it. That was where Skaz had been working. There was a litter of bent glassware and jars and bits of cardboard where the student had been sitting. The tubing seemed to be alive. Ridcully leaned forward. It was full of ants. They scuttled along the tubing and through complex little spirals in their thousands. In the silence of the room, their bodies made a faint, continuous rustling. There was a slot level with the Arch-Chancellor's eyes. The word "in" was written on a piece of paper that had been pasted onto the glass, and on the bench was an oblong of card which looked just the right shape to go into the slot. It had round holes punched in it. There were two round holes, then a whole pattern of round holes, and then a further two holes. On it, in pencil, someone had scribbled 2 times 2. Ridcully was the kind of man who'd push any lever just to see what it did. He put the card in the obvious slot. There was an immediate change in the rustling. Ants trailed in their busy way through the tubing. Some of them appeared to be carrying seeds. There was a small dull sound and a card dropped out of the other end of the glass maze. It had 4 holes in it. Ridcully was still staring at it when Ponder came up behind him, rubbing his eyes.
"It's our ant counter," he said.
2 plus 2 equals 4, said Ridcully.
"Well, well, I never knew that. It can do other sums as well."
"Are you telling me ants can count?"
"Oh, no, not individual ants. It's a bit hard to explain. The holes in the cards, you see, block up some tubes and let them through others, and,"
Ponder sighed,
"we think it might be able to do other things."
"Like what?" Ridcully demanded.
Well, that's what we're trying to find out."
"You're trying to find out?
Who built it?" "Skaz. And now you're trying to find out what it does. Well, we think it might be able to do quite complicated maths if we can get enough bugs in it."
Ants were still bustling around the enormous crystalline structure.
Had a rat thingy or a gerbil or something when I was a lad," said Ridcully, giving up in the face of the incomprehensible. "Spent all the time on a treadmill, round and round, all night long. This is a bit like that, yes?"
In very broad terms," said Ponder carefully.
"Had an ant farm, too," said Ridcully, thinking faraway thoughts. "The little devils never could plough straight."
He pulled himself together.
"Anyway, get the rest of your chums here, right now."
"What for?"
"A bit of a tutorial," said Ridcully.
"Aren't we going to examine the music?"
"In good time," said Ridcully. "But first, we're going to talk to someone."
"Who?"
"I'm not sure," said Ridcully. "We'll know when he turns up. Or her."
Glod looked at their suite. The hotel owners had just left after going through the